Welcome everybody, Shir number 1219. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif and Rabbi Zisel. The Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe and the Refur Shalema Yehudis Chava Bas Libarnina. Getting back to our Malacha of Goize's sharing. Okay, so we saw in the Shulchan Aruch in reference to removing a wart. Yabolis, which is a wart, whether it's, whether it's like a, not, I don't want the word fresh, but it's not dried out, or whether it is dried out. Either way would not be allowed to be, removed. Whether a person does it with their hands, whether they do it with a kli, for others. Okay, whatever the case might be, we went through that, we saw. That in general is not so negale, mice people are not going ahead to remove warts. But an interesting thing to keep in mind brings down the Sefer Eitz Halachas in reference to dead skin. Sometimes somebody has like dried up or dead skin, on parts of the body. Sometimes, he brings down interesting eczema. Sometimes an eczema, part of the, where somebody during the week was scratching, whatever the case is, and it dried up. Not so much a scab. We spoke about last time, the scab is dried up blood. That's a different thing. That's okay as far as long as it doesn't bleed. Once it bleeds, you're not allowed to do it. But if it doesn't bleed, as far as goizes, that's okay. But then you have a separate thing, which is like, dried up skin. Certain skin conditions, a person has a lot of dried up skin. So that's taka running sometimes on the head. Person has a certain type of, a lot of times the dried up skin, flaky, a little bit flaky, if you want to call it like, not so much the dandruff, but more like a flaky type of a dead skin that's still attached to the body. So that's taka running into a problem of taking it off on Shabbos, when it is still attached. He brings down an interesting reference to athlete's feet. If somebody, whatever the case is, they scratch those type of areas, whereby the person has those type of skin conditions, love dafka, not just those skin conditions, but any type of condition that there's sort of like, if you want to call it like dead skin, and by scratching, they're just going to be removing the dead skin, that one has to be careful not to do on Shabbos, because again, it is skin that's attached to the body. Okay, so that's how he calls it. It's huadin l'shar oirois yveshim, other types of dead skin. That's one has to be careful. Not a lot of times a person takes it off, we're talking about a case in time where they know they're not going to bleed. If they know there's a good chance that they'll bleed, that's for sure. That's a separate issue. That's what we spoke about, the malach of shoychet. One is not allowed to make oneself bleed. Our case now that we're talking about is plain and simple, straight up. That is just a question of, there's no bleeding involved. This person's not going to bleed. They do this all the time, but just removing the dead skin that's still attached to the body is running into a problem of goizes. It's mamish part. It's like the nail, like the hair, and so on. Now, I want to mention also, not just scissors is asur min ha-Torah, but also nail clipper brings down the Sefer Shabbos home. Using a regular nail clipper would also be mamsha the malacha d'oraisa, a regular way with a regular kli of goizes, one of the 39 malachas which we're currently learning. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. I just want to read what he says on page 160. Chazal, he said, which we spoke about last year, just to go over it one more time. Chazal granted one dispensation for the prohibition of biting. We said one is not allowed to bite their nails, or tearing off the nails like with the hands we spoke about. If the nail became detached more than halfway, and it is painful, like we said, the three conditions, one is permitted to bite or tear it off. Since the nail was already mostly detached, and it's taka source of pain, like we spoke about. So therefore, Chazal did not prohibit removing it in a unusual fashion, which is biting or pulling it off with one's hands. And it just ends off. Important thing, like which we did talk about last year also, that in all cases, however, biting nails is usur. All other cases, biting nails is usur. And people who have the habit of biting their nails must exercise extreme caution to avoid doing so on Shabbos. Okay, just going through a couple of more cases, in conjunction with what we're talking about today, again, assuming the fact that there's no, even when there's no bleeding, right, there's no questions of shoychet, one is not making themselves bleed, but Lamaisi says like this, is just to read from the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, page 681, one may not trim the cuticles that surround the nails, where the nails meet with the skin of the finger. We spoke about this in the past also, the dead pieces of skin around the nails. tells one has to be careful not to trim it, not to take it off, and so on. One may not attempt to file down or to cut a wart, or an unsightly pimple, or the like. Okay, so now getting to what we're talking about, the dead skin. We spoke about in the past with the lips and so on. One must be especially careful not to bite any loose skin on one's lips or gums, even if their presence is disturbing. In other words, it might look funny. Let's put it like that. Because lafida bir halacha could be a deraisa. That's what he wanted to say. Because this too is a melacha of goizes, and lafida bir halacha would be min ha-Torah in that instance, because that's the regular way. Similarly, pulling off or rubbing off loose skin from between the fingers, like we said, sometimes somebody has an eczema, they have various different skin conditions, and they pull off or rub off some of the loose skin from between the dead skin, whatever the case is, from between the fingers and toes is also not allowed. So one has to be extremely careful, like we saw in the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas. And then he just ends off, like we said, according to some poskim, the bir halacha and so on, biting loose skin from one's lips is goizes min ha-Torah, even though no instrument is used, because this is how the average person ordinarily removes the skin. Now, I do want to mention, they all bring down all the various different sfarim bring down what to do in case, tefillas noshim, the night of tefillas happens to be Friday night, and whatever the case is, a woman wasn't able to, or forgot, or whatever, in reference to cutting nails, brushing hair, or so on, we mentioned last time also. So the person has to be very careful to make sure to ask a Rav how to go about it. There are various different ways, possibly to ask a guy but how the guy would be doing it themselves, depends also. There's possibly to bite off, okay, whatever the case is, extreme cases possibly to, use a kli, the guy, we're talking about as far as a guy goes, but again, a person, if they're in that situation, and it's the night of tefillah, and they, whatever the case is, and they forgot, and they couldn't, whether it was, we spoke about last time, combing the hair, or, which is even harder, the cutting of the nails, and so on, one does have to consult with a rav, and find out what has to be done and how to go about doing it, even if it is in conjunction with a guy. I just want to make that very clear. I'm not going to go through all those halachas right now. This firm, various firm do bring it down, but one, these type of situations, we always say, your rav must be consulted, and to talk to him what exactly has to be done. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.